So I believe this is the moment that we are in globally. We're getting a good look at what had been hidden power, visible now thanks to our emissaries from love, each one making for their life's work the exposure of an important aspect, angle on it, a key piece of the puzzle of why the realization of our basic nature of good, of love, keeps getting thwarted. Once we have finally established global freedom, we must also establish the place of our emissaries in that story. Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, Peter Kropotkin, Karl Marx, for his exposure of this key technique that I've just been discussing, in essence, of how power operates clandestinely as opposed to through official organs of state. It can hide in the state, it can hide in the economy, it hides in secret networks. In any case, Karl Marx documented by describing the Society of December 10, perhaps one of the first modern uses of this strategy, and you can read more about that in our September 27, 2015 show, The MP3 Disorder Saves Order. Also, Rosa Luxemburg and Miklos Nisley, Alice Miller, Nikola Tesla, Karl Popper, Emmanuel Wallerstein, Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, Alfred O. Hirschman, John Boswell, Martin Bernal, and Prince, to name but those most key to our seeing the right story, the truth of how this continuous horror, this nightmare of being stuck in class came to be, and therefore to our seeing our way out of it.